51?
Two. Last week was Dick Buckus.
Oh, yeah. So we 52.
Woo, 50, Ray.
Episode 52. Ray Lewis. Yeah.
That's an easy one to pick. We stumped a little bit.
Yeah, 52. Ray.
We're like, oh, I know Kane's, Dick Buckus.
Kane's legend.
Yes, sir. Top five
Kane's legend.
Kane's legend.
Top five 52. Top 10, top 15 defensive player ever, you heard.
Yes, sir. We here again. You know the drill. Like, subscribe, share. We in the building.
All that. Thank you.
Respect the game.
For the next 5 minutes, we ain't cursing.
No. No cursing here.
No.
For 5 minutes.
For 5 minutes.
And then we can talk.
He can do whatever he want.
We here.
It's yours. We get to you.
I'm so excited. It's draft week. Maybe it's like Christmas is almost here.
Yeah, I guess.
It's like the day before Christmas or something.
Here you go. Pay attention. Top five Canes of all time. Do you agree or disagree?
Go. Well, let's see. I might disagree right now.
Yeah, Miami. They're coming out of Miami. Sean Taylor, yes, the hitman. Okay. We knew what this brother was capable of. An elite defender, make no mistake about it, an All-American. Okay. Warren Sapp.
Oh, okay.
I got that brother at top four right there. We knew how elite he was.
Why is Stephen A. Smith speaking on Hurricane?
Yeah.
Ed Reed, one of the elite safeties the game of football has ever seen. We got to deny that. Michael Irvin.
Come on.
Right here.
He just went with the big names.
Champion, All-America, one of the elite receivers. We know what he brings to the table. It's obvious who number one is.
The
one and only.
Okay.
All time, all right. You got an All-American. This brother was absolutely special. We know what he brought to the table. One of the greatest linebackers in the history of football.
So what do you got?
I don't know about that.
I mean,
about that.
Right?
I would have
the only one that got me too, man.
And I would have took Michael Irvin, but I don't know. I might. I could put. There's an argument could be made for Santana, Reggie. No,
I think Russell Maryland was better than Warren Sapp.
Vince Wilfork. I mean, bro.
Wilfork.
Yeah, you know.
I can't say. I've never been able to say it.
Freak, shoot, even Jonathan Vilma.
I mean, he said top five. So I mean, you got to be top at your position. So you can't put Vilma and Ray Lewis.
I mean, everybody on there, honestly, except for Taylor, is a Super Bowl champion.
You say he can't. You can't do that. But he had Sean Taylor and Ed Reed. That's the same position right there.
I didn't say he was correct. And then you can't have.
There's also two safety positions.
So but one's a hitter, one. Yeah,
they was both. They was different. But you can't have a top five Canes and not have Russell Maryland. Like, this man literally went number one in the draft.
It's a valid point.
He is the only Cane to do that. He was the first pick in the draft.
Maybe he don't know.
And he's a three-time Super Bowl champion.
Dewey's got Taylor's jersey back there. But any reason he's on there other than he had a very short life and he's on there like just because?
No, he's not on there just because.
He was elite.
All right, I'm asking. I wasn't a Canes fan.
No.
Listen, you can go watch Sean Taylor covering Randy Moss when he was a Viking, and you'll see everything you need to see.
He's on there. I would say just because. I would say he's on there because of the potential that people knew he could achieve. Like,
you're talking greatest of all time, like Felix said. Not only Russell Maryland, like a Super Bowl champion three times, he literally was the first overall pick of the draft.
But are we talking about NFL Canes, or are we talking about
Canes? Saying best Hurricanes.
Nah,
best Hurricanes. Sean Taylor didn't die until he was out, so he
I understand. That's what I'm saying, though.
He qualifies.
But is it on there just because?
Yeah, because the argument could be made that Sean Taylor was better than Reed in a lot of aspects.
Ed Reed is the best defensive football player I've ever seen play.
But if you go in Jess College, it changes it.
What'd you say? Hold on. What'd you say, Billy?
Ed Reed is the best defensive football player I've ever seen play. If for me watching football, Ed Reed is hands down the best I've ever seen.
I don't know, man.
On offense,
he's the best. He's Ed the Reed best on safety. Defense. He's the best safety.
I'm just saying. It seems as if when the game had to have something happen, Ed Reed is back there returning a punt or an interception for a touchdown. It was always like, all right, they got this miracle thing. And all of a sudden, here's Ed Reed with an interception. Taking it back or getting down. It blew my mind. It was almost every time.
He was a playmaker.
For me, Ed, I'm going to go Ed Reed. Maker,
but, I mean, that's there's an argument that can be made for a lot of players.
Oh, of course. I mean, the team, every player, and we talked about the 2001 team last week, but generally speaking, the players out of Miami, hands down, are like the best ever from college. Just every year, they always go the first round. Even the teams that are so-so always have seen them a first-round pick. Miami's talent is, to me, is unmatched by any other college team there is.
Right,
everybody before, has but, their ways.
But,
Miami's
see, consistent. But I didn't like his top five because it was all like it's recent. Like he put Michael Irvin on there and Warren Sapp; those are big names. And then everything else is like he doesn't know Kane's history. Like you can't have
and
a top
basketball guy too. I mean, I get what he's trying to do, but
you can't have a top list without Russell Maryland on it. Then you got like players like Benny Blades, Ted Hendricks. Like Ted Hendricks was crazy.
Yeah. Now you're right, bro. Like you said, did put names on. He did throw some older names to show, hey, look what I did. I know some people.
I hear what Lou's saying about the recency, but I mean, if we're being honest, just in sports general, it's gonna come a time where these old heads, these old founders and all that, they're not going to be on your list no more. Like, it's going to, like, sooner or later, people are not going to have Wilt Chamberlain in their top 20, 10 all-time players list no more. People are not going to have Bill Russell. You know, they're going to phase him out or move him out. So, I'm not disagreeing with Lou as far as he got too much recent names, but, you know, he don't know the history. But
yeah, he don't know the history of the Kings.
If he knew the history and he still didn't select them, but he had a better selection, I really wouldn't be too mad at what I'm saying, I guess.
So yeah.
But
let's lead right into mock draft because we're talking college football.
College football is the best.
So how this is gonna go, we talked about it on the group chat. I told Felix about it because he did pay attention to the group chat apparently.
Apparently, because I have no clue what you was just talking about.
We're going to go pick one. We're going to say who we're going to pick at pick one.
And he majority rules, basically, I guess.
Well, not really that. Like I said, the example.
We're the GMs. You're the GM.
Yeah. No, but he said he wants to make one respected game mock draft. So we're going to spit out our players, and then it's going to be a consensus on the official mock draft of the show.
Okay. All right. So example, you're going to say
so right
A,
here.
I'm going to say B. He's going to say B. He's going to say A. And then so the majority would be A.
Basically.
So right now, overall number one pick, I think showing? We all agree it's going to be Caleb Williams, yeah?
Hold on. What are you showing?
Yeah.
This is our official respect the game mock draft.
No. Shoot.
Yeah.
I got them. Drake May going one.
Well, then majority rules, though. That's what he's saying.
this is not the time to try to be funny.
No, that was
that's what he said. The majority. So three of us have Caleb. Go ahead. Caleb is the number one pick.
We'll do Caleb number one.
So now we know how it goes, people. I was just testing it so y'all can see how it's going to go.
Yeah.
No, we're there right now. So first overall pick, respect the game, Caleb Williams. Now, second pick.
No, why?
Yeah, Felix, you can do the NY stuff because you kind of know.
He's the best player in the draft.
They need a quarterback. Fields is out.
They need a quarterback. Yeah, exactly. They need a quarterback, and he's the best player in the draft. Kind of lines up.
So the Bears' needs were quarterback, wide receiver, D-line.
And he's the best player.
And they're going to go quarterback, best player.
Yep, kind of lines up, yep. He's generational. Two. Can't miss.
I don't think he's the best player in the draft, but that is a need of the Bears. So,
he's the best player. It's not close.
Number two, the Commanders. They need quarterback, tight end, guard, tackle, edge, DB. Now, for me, second pick.
That's the
pick,
whole team.
For me, I'd said Drake May
I said
going
Drake
to
May
the
too.
Commanders.
I say Drake May, too.
I said Jaden Daniels.
I got Jaden Daniels too. So where's the fifth guy at that breaks his tie?
Well, so this is an example I had with Felix. I had the reason I didn't go JJ McCarthy because a lot of people were saying
we're trending not. In- I thought we were doing top 10. There should be no JJ talk.
No, we're doing the whole first round.
No. There is a JJ talk because I got a trade going in my
time. I
got a team moving up in the
top 10. Anybody who takes JJ, franchise ruiner quarterback right there.
So you have who do you guys got going? Who do you guys got going three then? Because I have Jaden Daniels three to the Patriots.
I had Drake May.
I got Drake May. So they're just swapped.
I got New England's making a trade.
All right, so then we're going to go Felix and Dewey. You guys can have Daniels at two.
Oh, gosh.
I'm serious. I got them traded.
The reason why I have Drake
– I got the Dolphins trading up for Caleb.
No, but that's not realistic, though.
The reason I have Drake May at three is because I figure he can go to Patriots and not play. He then play Brissett because he's not ready to play. He can't play yet.
Okay. Dewey, who you got for three?
I got Drake May because I think he's the worst of the three, and I hope the Patriots get him.
Okay, so, I guess. Yeah, I'm gonna ride with Felix because I had them swapped, but if he's more raw and needs more time to sit, that makes sense that Drake May could go to the Patriots behind Brissett at least for a year or half the season, depending on their record.
I like Jaden Daniels better because he's athletic. That's it. That's why he goes to.
If the Patriots keeps the pick, I got Drake May. But I have the Broncos trading up to three to go get JJ. If the pick stays,
their philosophy doesn't even fit with there. But I mean, it's your mock draft.
They're saying that they like him.
Your GOAT quarterback reported it. I'm not making it up.
My GOAT quarterback, Peyton Manning, said something.
Exactly. You Mr. Always Source.
There is apparently
update your source.
Peyton Manning rumors. Said that.
They're very interested, apparently. The
Broncos. I don't believe it.
That's okay. What Big Peyton said.
But you believe it.
His head is too big. It's got too much information in there.
But you believe every player is going to the Colts, but you don't believe Peyton Manning.
It's too much information in there. It's overloading.
Number four. Arizona Cardinals, they need a receiver, center, guard, D-line, and corner. I have number four, Harrison Jr. to the Cardinals.
Yeah, I don't like that for Harrison, but that's where he's going.
You see, in my mock draft, I would have had Minnesota trading the four to get J.J. McCarthy, but this PFF wouldn't let me do trades, so I have Maserati Marv.
See? Now I'm crazy for saying Denver for third, but then you see what I'm saying?
I don't think Sean Payton and JJ McCarthy really fit, but I mean,
I just hit the trade, and it's team the trade with came up the Minnesota Vikings with the Cardinals.
Yeah, they're looking to trade up too.
Yeah, it wouldn't let me trade for some reason. I don't know.
I can't trade either. But to your point, said I had this to pay. Was their default was a trade to the Vikings, so it looks like that's a thought for a lot of people.
Could you imagine?
No, that's been picking up steam too. The Vikings are looking to trade the 11th and 23rd or 17th pick?
23rd.
So yeah, I saw that earlier today. There's rumors that they might be interested in trading the 11th and the 23rd pick to the Cardinals so they can get a quarterback.
Bro, imagine a Zach Wilson, JJ McCarthy quarterback room. I mean, oh my God. I would disown a franchise. I couldn't have disowned him any quicker.
Listen,
the second that room was announced, I'm
if
gone.
It's one person I don't think have any problem is Sean Payton. Sean Payton is gonna have those guys playing.
Oh my God!
All right, so we have.
I don't doubt Sean Payton at all.
We have no trades. Are we locking in with Harrison going?
Yeah, because this PFF thing, they want me to pay for trades. So,
all right.
Lock it in. Marvin Harrison Jr. Maserati Marv.
Number five, the Chargers. Now, I took McCarthy to the Chargers based on the rumor that there's supposed to be this big blockbuster trade coming out of the Chargers, sending Herbert somewhere else. So the only merit I have for putting McCarthy to five was Harbaugh there, the potential big trade, and as Felix said earlier, reunited, and it feels so good. That's reunited. My only.
Yeah, no trades in this one.
Yeah. No trades, so we straight up. Well, then
who you guys got for five?
I had
they're getting Joe Alt.
I had him taking Bowers.
I got him going. I got him getting Joe Alt.
So we all over the place. They got to get a receiver. I got neighbors.
I got him taking Brock Bowers, which is basically a receiver.
Got tight end, receiver. So they need a running back, receiver, tight end.
Yeah. Defensive I would have had him taking neighbors, but wide receiver has never been a position that Harbaugh is going to invest that high in.
Exactly. He's going to go get a lineman. He's going to go get Alt.
So I had him taking Brock Bowers. He's a blocker that he's a cast. He can do what Harbaugh wants him to do. He can block and then he can catch when he goes play action.
I got to see that, man. I know we can.
I don't see a tight end going.
Like Kyle Pitts all over again, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody said the guy was a blocker and he could do everything, and I haven't heard his name since. Not that that's going to happen to what's his name, but I don't want to hear that he's a blocker and he's a hard nosed guy. And then I look at him, he looks like a computer.
Look at the tape, man. The man he was the best player in the SEC as a freshman.
Yeah, but I agree with Dewey. I think because of the failed attempt that Atlanta did with Pitts, I think teams are scared to go get a tight end because outside of Pitts,
Harbaugh would never be afraid to go get a tight end.
I agree, but when was the last time a tight end got drafted that high?
When the last time Harbaugh was picking in the draft?
Oh my god! All right,
who are we gonna roll with here? We're locking in on a receiver and a tight end.
He's not getting a receiver. You can cancel that.
I don't think he's gonna get a receiver, but I definitely think he's in on Brock Bowers.
they don't even have a running back. They can't just run it the whole time.
The thing was, third round.
This doesn't work.
They are a potential trade candidate too, where they can move back with Minnesota to 11 and get Bowers. But this thing won't let me do trades, so there I just took who choose. I think they're gonna take.
To see if we can draft around it, and then if we end up with someone that we all like, the next one I've got neighbor, I've got all. And I know for the Giants, and I know Rob said Alt can go here. So, like, if there's another one, our next pick, like three guys have Bowers. We'll lock in Bowers. He's not going to go to the Chargers, but we're on the clock. I can't move it.
Yeah, I got McCarthy going to the Giants.
I don't know.
Bro, so we're not going to pick.
I got neighbors going to the Giants.
Hold on. Relax.
So Chargers. Who we got? Bowers.
Well, who did you pick? Who did you pick, Billy?
Yeah, I picked McCarthy.
He picked McCarthy.
So we all four.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But see, all right. Hold on. We can't. If we want to talk about teams that may have traded, like I think we all agree, Chargers may trade. But you're doing your mock draft based on if they traded Herbert. Like we can't do that.
I'm doing it based on what the news came out. This isn't like what I think is going to happen. There's a
it's a rumor. It's a rumor. You can't. It's not done yet.
So that's based on that information.
So your team's going to end up with McCarthy and Herbert and no running back and no wide receiver.
I'm going off the knees.
Running back. I would have put a running back.
That's the point of a mock draft.
Yeah, I'm going off.
What's their top need now? They got Herbert.
There will not. I can tell you right now, there will not be a running back in this first round.
No, so they got to pick a receiver. I can go with what you're saying, Felix, because I have what's his name going to a different team for the same reason that you're saying he may go. Bowers may go to the Chargers, but
all right. So Bowers to the Chargers.
If that's what y'all want to do,
There's
no way the number one wide receiver is not off the board in the top. Well, I guess he already is. Never mind.
He's already off the board.
I know how Jim operates. I know what philosophy he's bringing. If there's a
what is the philosophy? Not have anybody to throw to?
Jim Harbaugh is not he runs the ball. He wants to play.
But they don't have a
running
back.
He doesn't have one of those either.
Yeah, there's no running back.
What do you mean? He's got Gus the Bus.
You picked five overall. You can't assume, okay, I'll get this. You can draft a guy in the second or third round, but you can't pass up a top talent for a position in hope. Anyway, that's draft philosophy.
Yeah.
Harbaugh doesn't
know what he's doing. Yeah. Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think he's either trading or he's taking Bowers.
But okay,
I'll give him Bowers over.
But okay,
a quarterback or an old lineman.
You do remember that Jim Harbaugh used to coach my 49ers. Name me a top elite position that he got with any of our draft picks that high.
He came straight in. He would never had that high of a pick. He came straight in, and
he was like in the top 10-15 like a year or two. The only player that we drafted high was Alex Smith. Other than that, like even Vernon Davis didn't go high.
And see, he likes terrible.
No, Vernon Davis went high as hell.
What do you went?
Yeah,
like what?
He was top 10.
Yeah,
yeah,
because he ran like a 4.2, and everybody was
Vernon
like,
Davis went high as hell. He's a top 10 tight end.
Yeah. But he that wasn't under Jim Harbaugh. That was under Singletary.
So Bowers or neighbors?
I think it's Bowers.
Go Bowers, man. Go Bowers.
But I mean,
Giants is getting neighbors. They definitely getting a receiver.
I got Giants getting JJ McCarthy.
All right, so Giants, quarterback, receiver, guard, tackle. That makes perfect sense.
They need a quarterback.
D-line, linebacker. The Giants need everybody.
They got Daniels. Daniels.
Exactly. They need a quarterback.
So I got mine. I'm taking a receiver because they just paid him, bro. You can't take another quarterback.
They
just got to try to give the guy a weapon.
Exactly.
No. They said they got it out in his head. Like, this is – like, they're moving on after this year.
Yeah, I mean, if they've decided that, so be it. If they're going to give him somebody, worst case, he's gone, and now you have a top wide receiver.
Who's their running back out there now? Is it they got rid of Barkley. Who they get?
Yeah.
I have no clue.
I forgot.
So I have him taking Alt, that someone to protect him, but they also have no receivers. So I'm down for receiver for this pick.
Zero receivers. I got him.
We
still have neighbors on the board, so you can give them neighbors.
Just like what Dewey just said a pick ago, the need for the Giants is a receiver. And like him and Felix just argued, you don't pass up on these talents. They need a number one. They're drafting a receiver.
So who? We good putting neighbors as their receiver?
Yeah. I don't see them getting JJ McCarthy. That's stupid.
Giants is another team that can trade out.
But we're not doing trades, you said.
All right, I got something. I got 2012 round one pick 30 in 2012 was none other than AJ Jenkins, drafted by Harbaugh. Missed out on Alshon Jeffrey, T.Y. Hilton, and Reuben Randall to draft a guy I've never heard of in the first round.
What pick we had?
Pick 30.
And
so he drafted a wide receiver in the first round.
Okay, so he's going to draft a.
Against it.
I know he's not against it.
So, Giants, who are we picking here? They need a receiver? Are we going to go with neighbors?
Neighbors. He's on the board.
My brother said JJ, the dude from the Brady Bunch.
No, we're not doing McCarthy because I'm with you. You just gave, what's his name, $40 million. You got to give him. They have an out after 1 year?
You let Barkley go because you decided to keep Daniel.
I mean, if I was going to go receiver here, I would have went with Rome. But go ahead.
Are we good with Rome then?
Who do you like better? Do you like Rome better than
Neighbors? I like Rome better.
I'm going off just the typical media who's been. I mean, it's like 1A, 1B stuff.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, all three of them is not that big a difference, but
yeah.
I think Rome is better than Neighbors. But
well, it seems like we're going to fall onto Rome here on Odunze.
Odunze. He's an adult.
I got a Odunze going to the Bears.
Well, so we're on to the Titans. Titans need receiver, guard, tackle, edge, DB. Pick 7, Titans. I've got, was that Fautanu?
Who?
I can't even say it.
For who?
Fancy.
For the Titans.
Worst offensive line in the NFL.
I had him. I had him taking Joe Alt.
Me too.
Joe Alt.
That's what I got.
All right, that's an easy one. Alt. On the clock.
The Falcons.
D-line cornerback.
I had him Byron Murphy.
I got him getting a lot too.
I got Dallas
Turner. I got Byron Murphy.
Top edge. Media top edge. Media top edge.
So Dallas?
Dallas Turner.
I can see Dallas there. I can't see Latu going. I can't see Latu going that high.
Not with that. 6.5 sacks.
Not with that neck.
6.5 sacks.
Not with that. Not with that neck. You can't have a neck fusion. You can't have neck fusion and then go in the top 10.
So we're going to go with Turner then, since Arnold and Turner seems like 1A, 1B.
Where?
Dallas. Where Turner, you at? I'm looking for the Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta. Oh, I had him taking Byron Murphy.
I don't think he's the first DB off the board.
Yeah, Byron Murphy's good. Murphy might be the best defensive player in the draft.
They need pressure. Their secondary wasn't bad. They need somebody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But what do I know?
So we're going defensive. What is DI? What is that?
Interior defense.
You said cornerback though. Murphy's a
corner? I did. I said Byron Murphy.
Oh, I'm read the wrong one. Yeah, Murphy. They have here DI Texas.
Yeah, he's an interior defensive lineman.
Okay.
It's D. It should be DL.
Maybe that's not
it. It's a lowercase L, no?
Yeah, not because edge,
everything
edge
else is capitalized.
Yeah. That's what it's there's no way they can make that.
You think they just
lowercase.
Randomly put a L in there?
I just read it as D-line. I don't read it as
defensive. He's an interior. Yeah, he's interior.
And they need to put it ID. So
interior or edge? Who are we going with, edge or interior?
I don't think either one is a bad move. I think Murphy is the best defensive player in the draft, so that's why I put him there.
Rob, of these two, Murphy or Turner?
Rob's going to break it.
You said Turner also?
Yep.
I'll go with Turner, I guess.
Clicky-clicky.
Clicky-clicky.
On the clock for the Bears again, quarterback, receiver, DL.
Now, see, I had them taking Bowers.
That's who I had.
The Bears?
Yeah.
Because I had all the top
They three. Already paid two tight ends.
Yeah, but the dude is 29 years old. That dude ain't doing nothing.
Now,
it's the same concept as you were saying before. He's not going to play inline tight end. Yeah. He's going to play. They got to use him as a weapon. And if the other three wide receivers are off the board, unless you can move down, which we're not doing here,
that's on the best board weapon. Here for us.
I had him taking Neighbors.
You can put Neighbors if you want, because Brock Bowers is already done. But
yeah, I had him taking. I had him taking Neighbors.
I have Odunes and Neighbors for Chicago here. I figured they have to get him a receiver.
Yeah. They got two.
See, I had the receiver.
That was my thing too. Like they should take Neighbors, but at the same time, like you got receivers. Like
yeah, but you got to develop somebody with him over long term. Keenan Allen's what, 9-10 years in the league.
DJ Moore is like only 25 years old.
Yeah. So you have more balance.
He's young as hell.
Number two, Keenan Allen.
Well, the reason why I don't
100 years old.
No, but DJ Moore is young.
Yeah, but
you can have more than one wide receiver. You're allowed to have more than one young guy.
Yeah, but I wouldn't put Neighbors. Well, the reason why I didn't put Neighbors there is because him and Kenan Allen is kind of going to play the same position. So
yeah, but
No, they don't.
Bowers.
No, they don't.
That's that. You could.
Neighbors. They playing separate. Two totally different positions.
I'm saying
Neighbors is going to play.
How they might use him in that offense.
Neighbors is going to play the DJ Moore, and then. Probably
they'll probably put Keenan in the slot more, but I think Bowers is a better pick.
I had Odunes going to the Bears, so that's all. We ended up with Neighbors because we all agreed a receiver. He's the best one left.
I had Bowers going to the Jets,
but he's gone.
I don't like that too much.
Yeah, I had Odunes going to the Jets.
I got Fashanu going to the Jets.
Yeah, I got Odunze going to the Jets also because they he's number gone. Two to go with Garrett Wilson.
So Olu Fashanu because they just redid their offensive line. But like Tyron Smith is like 33 years old. They got what's his name Becton. They got in the first round, who's about to be a free agent. That their team they had like 13 different rotations of offensive line last year. Bunch of injuries. Got to take an O lineman. Can't take a tight end / receiver that in my opinion.
All right. So Fontenou or
and their best Vera Tucker's coming off an Achilles in week five. So
well, I had him taking Odunze and he's gone. So you could put whatever you want.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, yeah. So my guy is gone already.
There's no weapons left to go that high. So yeah. You have to move to offensive line.
So yeah. Minnesota. I have Minnesota taking Bo Nix.
I got Minnesota. 10. I got Minnesota taking Quinyon Mitchell.
Cornerback, you think they need? They have quarter, tight end, guard.
Quarterback to keep Jay Jetta.
Yeah, I went off their number one need is quarterback, so that's why I put Bo Nix.
I put Penix.
Mm-hmm. I have Penix. I think I don't know where I have him going.
I like Penix going to the Vikings.
All right, I'm down for that because Penix.
I like Quinn. I like Quinyon Mitchell. He's the best DB in the draft. They need DB help.
Yeah, but I don't think DBs is going off the shelf that fast yet.
There's only like two or three good ones in this draft. So if you ain't getting it now, you ain't getting it.
Yeah, but a lot of the teams got more needs than that right now.
You gotta when you drafting, you can't just you gotta draft was like based on what's gonna be there
best available
and what you need. Like if you need a corner, you can't wait in this draft because there's only three good ones.
Right, but you go with best available needs. They need a quarterback.
But if you go best available, Quinyon Mitchell is the best player on the draft right now.
Okay. And then so when now where do you get your quarterback?
If you go why best you player,
who the white guy for?
Listen,
because you got Sam Darnold.
Listen, if you go best player available, who's the best player on the board right now? It's Quinyon Mitchell.
No, it's then
Justin Jefferson. Then Justin Jefferson is leaving. Then
DeGene, you can't draft a safety that high.
That's a corner. It says CB.
Yeah, they read it. They wrote it wrong.
What do you say?
Seahorn's nephew, bro. Come on.
What do you say? Cooper Dijon.
They wrote it wrong. You can't take a safety that high. You gotta. You can't.
Deshaun Mustard ain't going to,
yeah, you can't take a safety that high. You got to take Quinyon Mitchell. He's the best player on the board, and it's at a when you get to a point in the draft and the best player on the board is at a need, that's who you're gonna take.
Yeah.
All right. We'll lock in with Mitchell.
Yeah, good.
And there are times where I'm gonna side a little more Felix on this for the simple fact that he sits down and reads this shit like it's.
Man, this fool said Zach Wilson's gonna be like a baller.
Oh, you can't wait till you see Zach Wilson with Sean Payton.
But then what did we just say?
May not agree.
We said JJ McCarthy, and he said it's a train wreck. So I'm confused.
No, I never said it was a train. I said I don't see him fitting with Sean Payton.
But you see Zach Wilson fitting.
Listen. We may not agree with Felix's analysis, but
hold on, you gonna sit here and tell you think JJ McCarthy is the better quarterback between him and Zach Wilson?
No, he's not even. He's gonna be playing in Canadian Football League.
He's not because you know you keep telling me Sam Darnold is like a top.
What's that
10
new? What's the XFL? The new XFL league?
JJ
McCarthy's gonna be
the UFL.
UFL. He's gonna be. Quarterback of the Renegades.
We're talking McCarthy and Zach Wilson. Denver's on the clock. Their needs are quarterback, receiver, center, edge, cornerback. For 12, I had them taking Dallas Turner.
I got them taking Gerard Everett.
The list that I saw earlier is different than this.
I got them taking Gerard Everett.
Huh?
I got them taking Gerard Everett.
I had them taking Bo Nix.
How many quarterbacks they need over there?
Huh?
Who are we talking about right now? Denver?
Denver? You just gonna have Bo Nix and Zach Wilson.
Is Bo Nix on par with Zach Wilson talent?
Talent wise, probably not, but I think Bo Nix fits what Sean Payton wants to do.
But he's like 26 years old.
Who?
The boy's already a veteran.
Well, good. That means he's ready to go.
He's
ready to play.
Contract before he signed it.
So instead of getting a young stud, you're gonna go get an old rookie.
That sounds like he's ready. Sounds like Sean Payton's quarterback.
That's what they say. You need a quarterback for a decade, 26 to 36. If he's winning,
that's all you need.
You know,
Bo Nix is Sean Payton's prototypical quarterback.
All right, we'll go Bo Nix. I had Nix right behind him at Minnesota, so it's close for me. Raiders. QB. Yeah, I definitely saw something different because I got them going a receiver here. Raiders, I got them. QB, running back, guard, tackle, D-line, linebacker, corner, the whole team.
Whole team. I had them taking Penix.
I had them taking Mitchell.
Mitchell who?
A. Mitchell. Adonai Mitchell, receiver.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
that's high.
That's a reach.
I don't even got him in my first round.
That's a reach.
What I saw earlier, they had a receiver was their top need. So I look for receiver here. It's not even on their need list.
Well, I mean, if they want Adonai Mitchell, he's probably going to be there at their second pick.
At pick 164.
And he has ADD.
That's
taking Adderall.
He's got ADD. He has trouble.
They need a quarterback.
A coach on the team said that when his ADD acts up, he gets real irritable and uncoachable.
Well, that's not good.
They need
that's
a quarterback.
Uncoachable is a bad mark to have on your draft.
They could attempt to get in the top 10 to get a quarterback, and if they can't, I don't think they take a quarterback in 13. But
QB or O line.
I
got him taking a tackle. What is his name? Talese. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Fuaga. I think his name is.
Got a lot of crazy names like that. This year.
I got him taking Penix. Yeah. They probably can trade down and get Penix, so that might be a move that they make. But I got him taking Penix.
Well, we're all Penix. I'm with you because honestly, what swayed me from trying to get them a quarterback in my mock draft was I looked at their roster and I saw Gardner Minshew. I was like, oh, they got themselves a quarterback, at least for this season. This is a decent quarterback class, so I'm down to
oh, you're not a Minshew fan anymore?
I'm all for Minshew, but that's why I ended up going receiver, not quarterback. But I figure he may be a stopgap for a year, but there are a lot of quarterbacks in this draft, so if they need one, they might as well take one now. So you said Penix? I'm down for Penix.
Yeah, at least I don't care which one, but they need a quarterback.
The Saints.
Yeah, get AP as quarterback.
The Saints, quarterback, receiver, tackle, D-line. I have Latu, if I'm saying it correctly. Latu, edge from UCLA going to
It's Latu, first of all.
Latu.
Latu.
It's Latu, Latu.
Latu.
Oh God! I got him taking Alumiyiwa Fashanu.
What are we trying to say here?
I think he said something about
the two Fashanu. Who else you guys got?
I got the same guy. The tackle from Penn State.
Yeah, Alumiyiwa
Fuaga. So yeah, it was a tackle either way. So give him.
All right. Felix, you want this pick alone or what? What are you feeling? How you feel about this?
BTJ. Let's go.
Who?
Brian Thomas Jr.
No, you're taking a corner. I've heard that all offseason. Season you wanted Kool-Aid.
I got
no.
You're getting him.
It's too high for Kool-Aid.
I got Quinyon Mitchell.
Yeah, take Arnold. Arnold.
It's too high for – it's too high.
Nah,
I had Murphy the second going there because I figured you guys needed some defense.
Who?
Murphy.
Are you crazy?
Your favorite D lineman.
We just paid both our D linemen just now.
Just making sure.
Terrion Arnold.
No way.
Nah, he ain't going there. He's going to the line.
Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah, Brian Thomas Jr.
Gross. He definitely ain't getting that pick.
Seahawks. They need
J.C. Latham.
Guard, edge, linebacker.
Yeah, I like that one too.
I had him taking J.C. Latham.
Yep, I like that one.
I'm seeing
Troy Fontenot.
Who? What? He won't go to Troy.
I got him going. Jerzon Newton.
Where's Fontenot?
Who?
Jerzon Newton, D line from Illinois.
Who the hell is that?
Yeah,
no, I don't know, bro. Right here.
Oh, I guess he's up there.
Where's Fontenot? Did we already give him to somebody?
Fontenot? I think he's gone.
I'm not very high on that guy. When I look at my notes, I gotta do. Maybe I gotta go back and watch the film on him.
Who are you? Who are you guys talking about?
This Jazon Newton. I guess I gotta go watch some film.
What was your Latham? You said.
Yeah, I had him taking J.C. Latham.
I got Alonso, but I had they need somebody who can do inside outside.
Yeah, they need the offensive line.
Ray J moves.
I'm down for Latham. That works. Jaguar guard edge DB. I've got Jags taking Mims.
Latu.
I had him taking Dallas Turner. But he's gone. Our draft.
Yeah.
Latu's your second best.
I got them getting Tyrion Ilon. Arnold, my bad.
I've got here. They need guard, edge, DB.
So it's got to be edge or DB.
I have Mims. We're running out of O-line. I had Mims as O tackle. Who'd you say, Dewey? Latui?
I had Latu.
He's an edge guy.
Yeah. Oh, why you keep naming this doggone coffee drink?
Put him in. We're going to get him. We're going to get
him off the board.
Latte.
He's got to go. That way, keep naming. He want a latte.
Josh,
he want a latte. Latu.
Bengals on the clock. Tight end, tackle, D line. I had them taking Thomas Jr. to figure out what they're going to do with Higgins, but Junior's gone. Who you guys have for the Bengals mock draft?
I got them taking Fuaga.
Tackle?
Yeah, yes. There's a tackle available.
All right.
Yeah. Talisi Fuaga.
Didn't somebody take – I had Latham. Latham's gone, ain't he?
I just had Latham going to Seattle.
He's a transporter now.
That's who they got. The Rams. I've got them taking Quentin Mitchell. The Rams.
Nah, man.
Who the hell is Quentin Mitchell?
They got Trey.
Well, it's gone now, so I'm not going to worry about it.
Oh, Quinyon.
Quinyon is gone, so I knew it had a Q on it.
Oh.
So he's gone.
I had him taking Graham Barton.
Tackle?
Inside Ola. Yeah. Who did they get for – what's his name? I got a – Is Byron Murphy still available? Because I'll definitely plug that in there.
He got
no Byron Murphy gone.
Not in our list. Gone. He's right there on the top, right here.
No.
Where he should have been gone. I had him going to the Jets.
No, he's good. He's.
I mean, where did I have him going?
He's going to replace Donald.
Oh, I had him going to Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta was. We ended up taking Turner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Murphy should have been drafted by.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, so we'll say again, because you kept talking, could be traded back as well. So we'll plug him in there to take away from Donald.
I think Murphy's the best defender in this draft, so I don't think he's going to be gone already.
That makes sense.
It's dicey in the top, man. Some people are at the top that need certain things that you draft at the top. So it ends up pushing guys like Steelers. That down.
Receiver, corner, tackle, or center, corner, tackle, corner, center.
They're getting JPJ.
Jackson, oh, chill, Powers, bro. Don't Johnson. Do that to me. No, unacceptable. We're not doing that. They can have Graham Barton.
Who?
They can have Graham Barton.
Who?
I had Who's Pitt that? Taking Latham. I had them taking a tackle.
I got him taking Graham Barton, a tackle inside. He plays tackle guard.
Why are you making creative players up? They're taking Graham Jackson Barton. Powers
we
Johnson.
Just tried to give Grant Felix just tried to give Barton away 2 picks ago.
Yeah. Barton's to right LA. Here.
Yeah. Barton.
Didn't put
the
him.
The next pick is JPJ.
I got okay. Pittsburgh taking Jarrett Verse.
Verse edge.
Yeah,
Dewey's got him taking a tackle. Rob, who you got him taking?
The tackle, but apparently Dewey wants him.
I was just going off of him. If they had to have O line, then they could.
Jackson Powers Johnson. Johnson and Johnson.
I had him with a wide receiver.
Johnson and Johnson.
Also, I had him taking Latham, so I'm down to give him Barton because I think they need interior line.
Give him Barton.
Why would they go receiver?
So I've got Dewey. Who you got for your team?
Go receiver? Jackson Powers Johnson. Best.
Yeah, I had you guys
draft.
Taking Kool-Aid.
No, we don't need Kool-Aid, bro.
You need
guys. I got
it. Fits. It's Miami. We drink Kool-Aid.
No, we need O-line, bro. We literally need O-line. Like, that's it. Nothing else I want to see. I don't want to see anything else. Anything else?
I got the Dolphins taking Troy Fa'atunu.
I will technically not be mad at that, but I personally want JPJ.
Now, you get what you get.
Like 2011.
Because of his name?
No, he's a monster. And our center tore his Achilles and might not ever play again or whatever the hell he did. Monster? Oh, I don't even know that we're re-signing him.
All right, who does Philly take? Philly, wide receiver, linebacker, DB. I've got them taking some guy's name begins with an X. X-Worthy.
Xavier what? Worthy, you don't know who that is?
No, nah, I don't see that.
What?
I don't do college.
Where's he going to play?
Xavier Worthy is like exactly. The fastest guy. They've said the Dolphins
even if
might
they,
get
even
him.
If they was a trade AJ Brown, I don't see that.
Where's he going to play at?
Listen,
where
are
we going to live?
He's literally Devonta.
They took my house, right?
He's the same. Yeah, he is the same guy.
I don't know. Well, I got him a little faster than Devonta. I got him as more of a
you
waddle.
Don't say.
Yeah. He's on his list here.
I guess he's faster.
Yeah, you don't say.
What do you got? They said it needed a receiver, so I ran with that receiver. That's who I had best available. What do you guys have?
I got him taking the only corner in the draft I think can play man, and that's Cooper. Nate Wiggins.
Wiggins? No, yeah, that's Wiggins, boy.
He's the only corner
in this draft that I think can play man in the NFL.
He got the speed for it.
Who is that?
Nate Wiggins.
Ooh. All right, we'll go Wiggins.
Ooh. No, I got fight for the Eagles, right?
Yeah.
No, I totally agree with that.
Who the Vikings got?
Cornerback slash safety slash gunner.
Nah.
Cooper DeGene. Gunner slash kick punt protector.
Flo would never allow that.
They not doing that.
That's who I got him taking. Punt protector slash gunner slash safety slash corner slash nickel. Guy plays basketball.
A corner. Arnold.
Did you give him a quarterback?
You didn't do.
Did you give him a quarterback?
He did. He gave him Bo Nix. I'm like, you got to do his.
Right, so Arnold is still here. You guys want to send him?
They
got to
take Arnold. They're not.
No, not over Cooper DeGene.
I've got I have him going to Green Bay. He seems to be like a perfect fit for Green Bay.
That is true, but I had Green Bay taking Terry and Arnold.
Well, let's get home. We got. Yeah, see, so we were right there. So that's a flip flop.
Dejon Mussard's a Niner. Dallas is getting
I've got
attacked.
Dallas taking Leggett.
They're getting a tackle. They got to replace Tyler
I knew. Smith. Correct. I got him taking a tackle.
Right, I got him taking Tyler Guyton.
I don't never heard of her.
Yeah. Tyler Guyton, tackle Mims. From Oklahoma.
He's a tackle.
Mims is still available, though.
Mims. This is why we have.
Go back up.
Mims or Guyton. Mims or Guyton. We got him taking a tackle. Mims or Guyton.
Yeah, Billy, go back up.
Ninja Guyton? Okay, that's a good game.
Ninja Guyton?
Yeah.
Mims. Right. Mims is still available.
This All right, is why Mims.
What does his ADP say?
His ADP says...
A+, I think.
Next to his name.
Yeah, good.
I can't see it. It's too small on my phone.
Mims?
Mims, what is his ADP?
Simmer down, bro. His ADP is
tone it down, Scotty. Scotty, it's not on there.
I don't know.
Go back out. I can't see it. Go back out to his name. It's literally says it by his name.
But he was drafted, so I can't see it.
Yeah, you can. You can't see it. Can't see it.
No, it's right here. He's drafted. So I can't see it.
Don't worry about it, then. I was just wondering where his average draft position was.
Gotcha.
Probably
well, I've got, again, Dejon, for obvious reasons, is a perfect fit for the Packers.
No,
the Niners.
But they just signed Xavier McKinney to, like, a big deal in the free agency.
That's a safety.
Exactly. Cooper DeGene's position.
He's a corner.
He's not
in what league?
He is not playing corner for the Packers.
DeGene in for the Packers.
He's not playing opposite of Alexander.
That's where I have him going.
The only people in the room that think he can't play corner.
You racist bastards.
I didn't say
that dude. He'll be at safety after the third day of practice.
He'll come in as a corner.
But he's not going to the Packers. He's not playing.
He's not even considered a safety because they didn't do the slash safety.
I did it on my board.
That's just this website. You can go look, and it's probably says safety.
Never heard of it. Never.
And
heard
it says safety clock, slash buck. Gunner slash punt protector.
Who you guys got for the Buccaneers? I have
Kool-Aid.
Verse.
You in this goddamn Kool-Aid?
I got La Atu. What's his name? La Atu.
Nah, he's gone.
He's gone? All right, that's what I had. I think at 26, you can say, all right, man, we'll give it a shot. Hopefully the neck holds up.
Who's that?
I don't know. Latu.
Y'all
are
killing me. He's gone. Lattes, man.
No, I'm saying, that's where I see, like, 26, gotcha, I'll say 26, okay. You're like, I'll take the gamble and hope the neck holds up.
Well, Latu was the edge, so any available edge guys, Isaac is out here, Verse is here. I've got Verse from San Francisco, for Florida State.
You dropping bars? You got a Verse?
I got Kool-Aid. They need a corner. Let's see. Oh, my God. They got one.
You
they
got bars?
One.
You
they have one corner. Their only corner is Jamal Dean.
All right, so Kool-Aid, boom.
They have Zion McCollum, Christian Eisen, and Josh Hayes. If you want to go out there with that, you
can. Loaded. Loaded that corner.
Who we got going to the Arizona Cardinals, pick 27?
My guy's gone already.
I have McConkey.
I had Amarius Mims. Amarius Mims.
This is wild.
Oh, a tackle? I don't know.
Who we got? I got McConkey.
You got McConkey in the first round?
Listen, bro, they need a receiver on that team. Another one.
Not McConkey.
Who you want? Who are we going to get? Tackle?
Hold on. Let me see. Guyton? I'll tell you right now. Well, I got him with a defensive player. See you next season, they told me. They won't let me look at it. Oh, my God.
Newton? Verse?
Verse is off the board.
Verse is sitting there.
Verse is here.
Why is Verse still on the board? Verse should have been gone.
I would go Verse. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, I had Verse going before.
I had Verse going back a while, too, but
How is JJ McCarthy still on the board?
Because he's this terrible.
This whole fucking draft is shit. God damn it.
The reason I get involved with this. Listen, tell me I'm a liar. The only reason he's on the board is because the only time that one of us drafted him was through some magical trade, which tells me nobody wants him.
That's not true. I had him going number six.
If so-and-so
wants to move up, they'll get him. If everybody trades, they'll get JJ.
Yeah, but the trade that we projected is the teams that need a quarterback.
I had him going number six.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So that means with no trades, he don't get picked.
Listen,
the only way he gets picked is with a trade, because he's not better than nobody else.
I'm keeping my list. I think Felix has his list. You guys,
I got my list
on the list, and then we have our pool together, and we'll see if we're better individually or better as a group.
Yeah, I had him at number. I got him at number six. He's still on the board in this draft. This is shite.
I took Keon Coleman for
Buffalo. When the Giants draft JJ McCarthy, I'm gonna fucking call you fucking assholes.
He is not going to the goddamn Giants.
And yell in your phone.
Yeah,
on record.
As long as it's not through a trade.
You already got like three wrong picks.
I like that pick for you guys, Billy.
Thanks, man. If I only knew someone who could get in someone's ear and say, "Hey, my mock draft is hinging on this one pick."
What pick?
I need you to pull some strings for me.
Keon Coleman.
Yeah.
I like if Xavier Worthy's there.
Keon Coleman?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
He's not going in the first
round. That dude's going like in the third round.
No, listen, Buffalo has no receivers. We're going to reach for this one.
He's going to Buffalo. He's going to be elite.
That's not a reach. That's a goddamn
line. Listen. I wanted.
I tell you what, Dewey would love for him to go over there with his 4.7 speed.
Exactly.
Bro, listen, he's elite. Need someone who can catch the ball. That's all I'm concerned with.
Oh,
someone
God.
Can catch better catch it because he ain't outrunning nobody.
That's fine. Buffalo taking Xavier Worthy.
Me too. Like, what are you.
Who's Keon that?
And I like Keon Coleman.
He's terrible.
I like
Keon Coleman,
but not in the first round.
What, Xavier Worthy?
Is he even on here? Did we ever draft him already?
Go to Buffalo.
Oh, is he gone already?
No,
apparently so.
No, because I couldn't find him on our board. I can't find him here.
Click the thing that says the position and go to receiver.
Or where it says search.
Or where it says refresh.
Or just search, click receiver.
Or just hit search.
Yeah, I had Xavier Worthy going to Buffalo.
Me too.
Man, he's way down here.
Cold. Man, Leggett or what's his name? Troy.
You got to understand also these rankings that you're looking at these are PFF rankings, which, yeah. I mean, these aren't like
NFL
draft rankings.
ESPN had their best available, so this is different than what I was looking at.
Yeah, these are PFF. These are PFF rankings.
Way different. Like you should have did a. You should have typed. You should have Google search Mark.
Troy Franklin better pick for you too.
No, you should just. You should know your rankings.
So Detroit guard, edge, cornerback. Who does Detroit
Kool-Aid.
Take?
I got
Kool-Aid McKinstry. I got him taking Kool-Aid.
Is Kool-Aid available? I thought we gave him to the Bucks.
He would be available on my draft.
He's available here.
Kool-Aid went to the Bucks.
He's available on my draft.
What corner is available? What corner
is he is the there's nothing else. He's the last corner that's gonna go in the draft.
What corner's available?
Well, we got a little corner happy.
Sinistrill.
No, you got
Mike corner. Mike Sinistrill, he's a slot corner, so unless I don't know what corners Detroit need, but I mean he's probably the best nickel corner in the draft. But you don't take a nickel corner this high.
Well, for this draft, for no one available,
give him Chop Robinson.
Who?
That's why I had Chop going to the Chiefs.
I had Chop going to the Ravens. I had Rickshaw going to Detroit.
Well, I don't know. I had Kool-Aid. I don't know.
Yeah, he was on my list, so I'm taking him. So who is the Ravens?
I don't even know who Rickshaw is.
It's a cool name, though.
I'm from out town.
DeBrickashaw Ferguson? He's back?
And it's Rickshaw,
he's
bro.
He's back.
Rickshaw?
DeBrickashaw is back?
So Ravens, receiver, guard, tackle, edge.
I don't know any.
Darius.
E.G.
I got to take in Darius Robinson.
Ooh, that's our pick.
Y'all are who? Chop
Robinson.
Huh?
I don't see.
Darius
Chop
Robinson.
And Darius.
He's there.
If Chop is available, then Chop's got to go before Darius.
What position
well,
is
I
it?
Think, Darius, no, Darius I think goes, Darius goes is goes better in that that outside linebacker for. Pass rush. Rather, I think Chop is going to be more in that 40D.
Who are we looking for?
6'5", 285. That outside linebacker?
I don't see Darius anything on here.
Darius Robinson from Missouri.
He's from Missouri.
Got him.
See how far down he was? Rest in peace.
Yeah. See, all right, Rob, who you got? Rob, 49ers.
I mean, and my board, DeJean would be available, so we'd get DeJean, okay. But, you know. But I had Darius Robinson. But apparently he's gone to the Ravens.
All right, well, then give him Chop. What position you need the most?
Guard, tackle, cornerback.
I had him taking Jordan Morgan.
We need receivers, but, you know, them boys on
I had the 49ers taking Jordan Morgan.
And who was, what'd he play?
Tackle, Arizona.
Oh, yeah, that sounds about right. That's what we draft.
That works?
O-line or D-line, that's all we draft. We
don't Tyler Guyton.
Skill positions. Tyler what?
Tyler who? Guyton.
Who do the Chiefs take? I've got him taking Wiggins, cornerback.
Yeah, see.
I had him taking Chop. I think Wiggins. Available. If Wiggins is there, I think they'll sprint to the board. They'll sprint that card up so fast as he's on the board.
They'll run a 4-2.
But, yeah, I think Nate is going to be gone a
long time. Somebody's going to reach for him.
He may even go higher than the Philly pick that I got him because he is literally probably the only DB in this draft really that you can put on the island and they can play man. The other corners, these are all zone corners.
I like Arnold. I think Arnold could do it.
Man, it came up real quick.
I mean, if you looked at Alabama defense this year, they played a ton of zone because they had Arnold and Kool-Aid out there. And Saban is someone who lives and dies in man.
Yeah.
Where's our
best
grade?
Concept.
You know,
They'll
tell you what to take. If you don't believe what they're saying, that's your fault. But the tape speaks. The tape never lies.
The grade came up, I thought, for a split second, but it's not on here.
A+.
So I can't see the grade.
I'm pretty sure it's an A.
Probably gave you an F.
Listen, once they saw that JJ wasn't in it, they're like, oh, that's a plus.
I can't believe we did a whole mock draft. And somebody that's going in the top 10 was not in the first round. I don't know what you guys are doing over there.
You can't throw the ball down the field, you don't get drafted.
He's going in the top 10.
Bro, you could have gave him instead of Bo Nix, but you were obsessed with Bo Nix, 28-year-old ass.
I think Bo Nix fits Sean Payton.
That's because he's played for five schools. he's on year 17.
Exactly. He's an adult. Sean Payton wants an adult. Sean Payton wants an adult at quarterback. He's going to get that with Bo Nix.
He had Russ.
No. He wants an adult that's going to listen to him, not do what they want to do.
Oh, he want a kid adult.
Yes, that's exactly. Sean Payton wants to play quarterback through the quarterback's eyes. He wants to be able to tell you this is where it's going.
He wants to use
one, two, three drop. I want the ball here. No, Russell. Don't do the thing back there that you do when you run around and get stripped. I want the ball out. I want the ball out and I want it here. My receiver's gonna be here. I want it here. Russ, stop doing what Russ wants to do. There's no cooking here. Russ is not cooking here.
I'm with you there. He definitely did not want to deal with someone like that.
What's the joint that you be using now?
Every time Russ did something stupid, he looked at Russ like, bruh, stop cooking. There's no Russ cooking here.
What's the crap that you use? The Oculus, whatever, the MPV5? What's the crap you be using?
He wants Bo Nix.
Meta.
What is it? The meta, the whatever Facebook that crap
stuff,
that,
yeah.
Yeah, nah, whatever, yeah, whatever virtual reality crap, that's what he's saying Sean Payton want to do.
Yeah, that's what Zaddy want to do. And he can do that with Bo Nix. Bo Nix fits him to a T. It's almost like Drew Brees, like, reincarnated.
Don't you put but that not on dead. Ricky Bobby. Don't you put him
down. I said reincarnated, but not dead. It's like a match made in heaven.
He is nowhere near Drew Brees.
Bruh. Drew Brees wasn't Drew Brees until Sean Payton.
I mean, you're right, man. Sam Darnold got all the tools in the tool shed. So,
what that got to do with Drew Brees and Sean Payton?
I mean, Sam Darnold's going to light this thing up, you said.
I think he is. He finally got a fucking coach.
Yep. Him and JJ going to do numbers.
Hey, bro, they might put them both on the field at the same time. If they both JJ. Touch the ball, it's got to be a touchdown.
In Minnesota?
Yeah. Well, I got it. JJ can throw it to him first, so that way somebody can actually throw it down the field. Oh. I saw a clip I was going to send you guys. It was great. It was JJ's
throws. Sam and Jet Show, boy.
I know it was cherry-picked, but they were so bad.
Here we go. South Florida's fastest players in the NFL.
Yeah, man. That's what we
Devin do. Devin Hester?
He better be in there. If he's not in there, just might as well cancel it.
Anthony Schwartz. He don't play in the NFL. He don't play in the NFL.
That's I thought that was what's his name.
Lamar Jackson made it. Saquon Thornton.
Take off.
1.28.
Yeah, that boy fast.
First round bust.
Elijah Moore.
Elijah Moore. He be balling. Chosen.
4.36.
He was good in Houston.
Oh gosh, first round bust. Oh god,
he got a ring though. He got a ring.
Makes my stomach hurt. 2-2.
4.39. Marco Wilson, 4.34.
That goes Tyson
Campbell, 4.36. Pass the stand to second, 4.2.
Lowest one on the list,
4.42. Gabriel Buda, 4.3. I don't know who that is.
He don't play football.
4.3. What do we think?
I think we could have done without that audio.
Yeah, I was
thinking whoa, that's classic right there.
I figured you'd appreciate that.
That's classic. What are you talking about?
I appreciated it.
But Anthony Schwartz, he doesn't play football.
Those dudes are fast.
Should have had Hester on there.
Schwartz looked like Bryce Young. Rewatch that video. He looked like Bryce Young running.
I think it was for like people that are currently in the NFL or went to the NFL.
No. There's not currently in.
Well, they didn't Schwartz say all was, time.
Schwartz was on there.
Yeah, like I looked it up. I didn't know. I mean, I figured Felix, you would know most of these people. You pay attention to high school and all that stuff.
That Anthony Schwartz was on there. What is old Anthony Schwartz doing these days? Which team did he get? What team did he get released from?
He played for the Browns.
No, he doesn't.
He was.
You need to do a Madden update because he's on.
People were using him in Madden. That's what I'm saying. Everybody would line him up and bomb everybody with Schwartz. But who the fuck is this guy?
You better do your update. That boy is on the Browns.
Oh, he played for the Dolphins.
Oh, stud.
Yep, he plays for the Dolphins.
He's gonna be the third wide receiver.
Well, he don't play. He might be on whatever you're looking at. Play is a strong word.
Oh, he just got he just signed this season.
He's a Dolphin. Well,
I don't play Madden no more, so
no, he signed last season.
Might as well go over and release him.
He was on your practice squad last year.
Yeah, well, he did great.
His career statistics for his career is 14 catches for 186 yards.
That's nice.
Yo, we were playing
one touchdown.
That's like two games.
But damn, he got some. He moving though in this track. He got all kind of track shit.
You didn't know Dolphins had a track team?
Mm-hmm. He signed a reserve future contract with the Dolphins in 2024.
What?
Yeah,
he got a reserve future contract.
What the hell is that?
That's when you're on the practice squad, and then at the end of the year, all the practice squad contracts are up, and they say, "Hey, man, we got a spot for you here during workouts, and we'll see you in training camp, and see if you can make this roster or try the practice squad again."
If you can't beat out a River Craycraft, you're not going to play wide receiver in the league.
Who?
A River Craycraft. River
Phoenix.
And I've still got the weirdest contract I've ever heard of, dog.
River Craycraft.
River Phoenix? They signed this man to a reservation contract? Yeah, I got a reservation.
It's a reserve.
I got a reservation.
Future.
Reservation.
It's a reserve future contract. You're
thinking about the Seminoles, bro.
We got a reservation.
That's what, yeah. Because when you're on a practice squad at the end of the season, you're no longer on a practice squad. They either say, "Hey, buddy, go bag groceries," or "We'll sign you to this future contract, and you'll come back in training camp." There you go.
NFL is bad, I tell you.
There you go. So he'll be back in training camp, and maybe he can get a spot or be on the practice squad again.
What he signed the contract on? Open table or Yelp wait list?
Dolphins.
Oh, they got a wait list too?
Yeah. Yeah. Signed it at the Sawgrass Mall.
I can't lie. If the Dolphins take inside D line, I might not be mad at that, bro.
Oh, what?
I don't want to be watching Benito Jones all season, dog.
You're not going to get a tackle again, man, like I always do.
No, we need a inside O-line. We need a guard center that, if you know us, we're going to get the guy who can play all of them, but he's not good at any of them. That's really what we do.
Wow.
They move him around, and that's how they keep him on the roster. Let's try him at tackle this year. Nope, didn't work. Try him at guard. And then we try him at center and goes back to guard, and then nobody yells at the GM because he played for five seasons.
Hey, man,
this is the first time in a long time I have no clue who we're drafting. We have every single starter back. I've never even seen that before.
Y'all can have Nick Needham. You want him? I don't want him anymore.
I don't even know him.
The division is yours to take, exactly, man. No Patriots.
Nick Needham? Nick Needhamer? Nick
no
Needhamer?
Bills. The Jets, you know, the Jets are the Jets.
The Jets have – if Rodgers plays, man, I don't really want – Jets might be better than the Bills. Might have to worry about the Jets before the Bills.
Ain't no problem. Yeah. They are.
Yeah. Better than the Bills. I mean
– this guy, all he does is just talk shit.
Listen, y'all will be better than the Patriots. It's all right. With your three tight end set, nobody can stop it.
The yards are bro.
Gosh.
Three tight ends.
They'd be running the tight end sneak.
Hey, but they got the best tight ends in the division.
We play the Dolphins.
I have
year.
A tight end. Do I even have a tight end?
No, y'all don't use them.
Oh, yeah, we got Jonnu Smith. That's right.
Jonnu Smith, huh?
I like that pick.
That's why that's the Mike McDaniel system.
Which, I mean, Jonnu, like, maybe if he was young still.
He is
Shanahan
young,
system
he
uses
old.
Tight end. That Mike McDaniel.
Jonnu Smith, bro. Nah, he's going to be better than.
Where was he at last year? Atlanta? Was he at Atlanta last year?
Yeah, he had like a 90-yard touchdown. He's only 28, bro.
He was catching all them touchdowns.
Man. Yeah, they we're going to light it up with the tight end. Five catches all season.
Y'all don't use tight ends.
I know.
That's just not even on your roster.
Yeah, but see, you got to have a black tight end because the white tight end don't get no attention. So now we got the black tight end. Everybody's going to think he's going to go out.
Oh,
I think we might have to get the fallout next week. It's 9:45.
Yeah. Nigelie Kelly picked UCF.
What? Who?
Yeah, Nigelie Kelly. He transferred from UM.
Oh.
He picked UCF. He was like one of the highest rated players that we recruited in the last couple of years, and he transferred.
Do I have to have played the video game to watch Fallout? Because I watched it and
no,
I've never played
it. The game, the show starts after the game.
Okay,
well, maybe even if you played the game, it doesn't matter because the show starts.
I never played the game, but yeah, that's I didn't think.
But which one? Because they got like six of them, I think.
It starts after it. It's Fallout 4 was the last one, and it starts after it.
I didn't hate it, but I didn't. I don't know that I have a positive review.
Listen, oh my gosh. This guy and his reviews.
I'm going to write one up. I'm going to watch it again. I'm going to tape my eyes open and watch it again.
This guy.
Tape his eyes open.
This guy and his reviews.
Last episode of Shogun. Got to go watch that. It's the finale.
Tomorrow or today. Until then. It's draft time, NFL draft. Merry Draftmas to everybody out there. Hope y'all enjoy it. We gonna enjoy it. This is one of my favorite times of the year. That means the season is almost here. You know what I'm saying? Holla at your boys. Like, subscribe. You know what I'm saying? TikTok, Twitter.
Hey, how do you subscribe? I want to know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, subscribe, share with your folk, man. You know where to find us, man. TikTok, Twitter, MySpace. We on that. MillionaireMatch.com, LittlePeopleMeet.com, MuslimsMeet.com. And don't forget, comment. You know what I'm saying? Find us on BlackPlanet.com too. And I'm in the metaverse.
We trying to go live so y'all can holler at us.
I'm in the metaverse. Leave your meta name in the comments, I'll befriend you. We'll catch a movie or something in the theater, and we out.